Adam Jones, Nights on the Sports Hub.
Cousins, empty backfield, three receivers right, a couple to the left. The Bills safeties are 25 yards from the line of scrimmage. Kirk back to pass. He's going to heave one to JJ to the right. Jefferson leaps to catch it, and he caught it at the Bills 40. What a grab! Are you kidding me with that catch, JJ?
It's been phenomenal. I mean, he was no secret. It's been hard to envision the amount of success he's had in 3 years. I mean, the numbers are historic. Obviously, the deep ball tracks it. Very good at getting open, separation. Good with the ball in his hands. He's a hard guy to tackle. He makes a lot of plays. After the catch, makes it a lot of yards after the catch. He's a great player.
Time now for the McGovern matchup brought to you by McGovern Auto Group. Lease up in the next 6 months. McGovern has you covered. McGovern Auto Group will pay up to $1,000 to turn in your lease with over 18 dealerships across New England. McGovern Auto Group has your next vehicle in stock now. Shop now at McGovernAuto.com. Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the 2022 Honda CRV from Patriots.com. We welcome in Paul Perillo. Paul, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, boys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. The matchup today, of course, will be for the McGovern matchup, that is. Justin Jefferson against this Pats defense. Jefferson last week in that 40-3 loss to the Cowboys. Three catches, 33 yards in that game, but he has been a monster this year for this Minnesota Vikings team. So we got to look past that one. You heard the call from the game against Buffalo going back a couple of weeks. Justin Jefferson this year ranks fifth among wide receivers in the NFL with his share of targets approaching 29% for this offense. He's second in the NFL in routes run this season with over 400. This guy's a massive part of the Vikings offense.
Yeah, and I think he'll be a massive part of the defensive game plan tonight too. I just feel like he is a very special player. I think he's one of the best players in football, and I just don't know how you allow him to dominate a game the way he did against Buffalo. I think that the Bills completely controlled that entire game basically throughout, and just the brilliance of Justin Jefferson at times allowed the Vikings to stay close, and they somehow found a way at the end to come away with a win. So I'd be shocked if Bill Belichick doesn't do a little bit more in terms of double teams and bracketing to make Kirk Cousins go somewhere else. Now, you have to worry a little bit about Dalvin Cook, I think, in the same regard. But to me, you got to focus your attention on Jefferson. He's just so talented.
When you look at this short week situation, Paul, these are two teams, as Bob pointed out, that don't know each other very well.
Right.
Whose advantage is that, basically, that it's a short week? Is it an advantage for Minnesota that Bill doesn't have as much time to dissect them as he normally would? Or is it an advantage for the Patriots that, hey, look, Bill Belichick's done a ton of this, and Kevin O'Connell's sort of a rookie coach doing this in terms of trying to adapt and adjust to the Patriots and not having a lot of time to do it?
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, especially the second part, you know, with Kevin O'Connell's inexperience. I think it's always bad when Bill doesn't have that familiarity with the team. If it were a division game tonight, the short week wouldn't really be an issue. But I always think that the visiting team is at a disadvantage in these short week situations. And the fact that they're playing a team that they only play once every 4 years, to me, that favors Minnesota a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean they win the game. But I think in terms of preparation and whatnot, I think the edge probably goes a little bit with the home team with a little more time to prepare.
Yeah, and do you think the loss that they suffered against the Cowboys factors into this, Paul, that they're looking for a big bounce back after getting beat down the way they did on Sunday?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Do they come out with fire in their eyes and looking to overcome that, put that bad loss behind them? I think it might actually work the other way. I think this is where the Patriots might catch a break. I don't know how you guys feel about Minnesota. I've been catching a lot of flack because I'm not a believer in the Vikings. I think that their numbers are very average, and I don't swallow the analytics the way a lot of other people do, but I just see them squeaking out wins over bad teams like Chicago and Detroit and the like, and I wonder just how good they are. And then they have a good team in Dallas come in and slap them around, and I wonder if Minnesota looks at that and says, hey, maybe they're right about us. Maybe we're not as good as our record indicates. And I think it's an astounding stat to have a team, only team in NFL history, that has an 8-2 record or better and has been outscored at that point in the season. So I think there are a lot of questions about Minnesota, just how good they are, and I wonder if maybe they're starting to wonder how good they are, too, based on what happened to them last week. It could go either way. I think it works in the Patriots' favor. I think they might have a crisis of confidence right now.
Yeah, that's interesting, Paul. You know, rarely do you and I disagree, but I would sort of disagree just saying if you're an 8-2 team and you're winning all these close games, then you sort of feel like, oh, you know, we're going to find a way. And yeah. The other thing I think that's interesting about them, I agree with you, you know, the numbers don't add up to a team that's this good, and I get that. But then I look at this stat, which Bill Belichick preaches all the time, turnover differential. The Vikings are +7, tied for third in the NFL. They've generated 18 turnovers this year. That's one more than the Patriots, who are even in the turnover differential. 17 right. turnovers, 17 giveaways. I think that turnover thing goes a long way and X's out a lot of those other stats that are not that impressive for the Vikings.
100% agreement, Chris. I mean, the turnovers always change the outlook, right? The numbers aren't going to show up with that. You know, the analytics numbers, you know, can't account for the turnovers, and that's where games have changed. And if the Patriots go back to their turnover ways tonight, they're going to have a really hard time winning on the road, you know, against a good team like Minnesota. So, yeah, I think that you make a good point with the turnovers, and sometimes, I saw a stat that says, you know, they're not one of the better close and late teams, Minnesota. And I look at it, I said, you know, 7 out of their 8 wins are one-score games. They're outscoring their opponents in the fourth quarter by 40. It's like 83-43 in the fourth quarter. How can they not be good in close and late situations? It seems to me that when they have to make plays, they've been able to do it. I just think that's a dangerous way to play when games Agreed. Could go either way all the time, and you win them all. Sooner or later, those are going to even out on you.
Hey, Paul, Adam Thielen, could he be a factor for the Vikings in this game tonight?
Well, I think for if Minnesota wants to have success offensively, I think he has to be, because like I said, I can't recall too many times where Bill Belichick just lets the other team's best player beat him. He's going to make the other guys do it. It's going to be Hockenson. It's going to be Thielen, KJ Osborne. I would be very surprised if it's all Justin Jefferson tonight. I don't know what the situation is with Thielen. I mean, I know his numbers are down a little bit. The games that I've watched Minnesota, he's been a non-factor. I wonder if maybe he's been banged up and not quite the same guy. Maybe he doesn't run quite as well.
He's 32.
Yeah, you know, maybe he's just lost a step. And, you know, Chris, remember a guy like Vincent Brisby way back in the day for the Patriots?
Yeah.
Really productive guy early in his career. Had some hamstring issues. Never ran the same and kind of just fell off the map, right, you know, all at once. So, you know, I think Thielen's a better player than Vincent Brisby was, but I wonder if maybe the, you know, 32, I didn't even realize he was that old, Beetle. I mean, maybe he's just coming to the end of the line here.
Could be. Paul, appreciate it. We've come to the end of the line. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too,
Happy
guys.
Thanksgiving, Paulie. Thanks
Enjoy
for joining
the game.
Us.